have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
The Berkeley Watch, published 1901, from Chapter 14. The Atlanta Exposition Address. Governor Bullock introduced me with the words, "We have with us today a representative of Negro enterprise and Negro civilization." As I remember it now, the thing that was uppermost in my mind was the desire to say something that would cement the friendship of the races and bring about hearty cooperation between them. The following is the address which I delivered. 1/3 of the population of the South is of the Negro race. No enterprise seeking the material, civil, or moral welfare of this section can disregard this element of our population and reach the highest success. It is a recognition that will do more to cement the friendship of the two races than any occurrence since the dawn of our freedom. Ignorant and inexperienced, it is not strange that in the first years of our new life we began at the top instead of at the bottom. That a seat in Congress or the state legislature was more sought than real estate or industrial skill. That the political convention of stump speaking had more attraction than starting a dairy farm or truck garden. A ship lost at sea for many days sighted a friendly vessel. From the mast of the unfortunate vessel was seen a signal. "Water, water, we die of thirst." The answer from the friendly vessel at once came back. "Cast down your bucket where you are." A second time the signal, "Water, water, send us water," ran up from the distress vessel and was answered, "Cast down your bucket where you are." And a third and fourth signal for water was answered, "Cast down your bucket where you are." The captain of the distress vessel, at last heeding the injunction, cast down his bucket, and it came up full of fresh, sparkling water from the mouth of the Amazon River. To those of my race who depend on bettering their condition in a foreign land or who underestimate the importance of cultivating friendly relations with the southern white man who is their next-door neighbor, I would say, cast down your bucket where you are. Cast it down in making friends in every manly way of the people of all races by whom we are surrounded. Cast it down in agriculture, mechanics, and commerce, in domestic service and...
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. And we gave you a little Men History Month moment there. It was my bad. I was running late. I'm late, but I'm here now. I was running in. So they did a Men History Moment. Happy Men History Moment. August is Men History Month. And August will always be Men History Month. My brand new biblical question for this week. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can listen to the show live, no matter what you're doing. Isn't that amazing? Miracle! You can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad, all right, at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Thursday. There is a line open if you want to jump in there. It is Thursday. And for the new listeners who might not be aware, we do get them every morning. Good morning on JLP on X over there. Thank you all for commenting and posting and subscribing. You might not be aware, but every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers too, we love the Bible Thumpers. We do. And I like, and sometimes the Bible Thumpers call and they want to talk about the Bible. It's in the Word. They want to talk about the Word. The Word. In the beginning, there was the Word with God. God was the Word, and the Word was with God. They want to talk about the Word, so I said, okay. And we have made, we deal with all calls, and we take all calls, but we have set aside Thursdays for Bible Thumper Thursdays.
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. It's amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Bible Thumper Thursday. So what I want to do is I want to go to Stephen, a first-time caller. And it is Bible Thumper Thursday. I'm going to do something a little differently this morning. Rather than going to a news item or anything like that, let me see what Stephen out of Oklahoma, a first-time caller, has to say. Hey, Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes.
First of all, I just want to say a huge fan. It's liberating to listen to your message. And my friends and I, we spread the good word that you talk about, and it's much needed in this time. So just
absolutely.
From me, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, man. And thanks for helping to get the truth out there.
Oh, it's good. I have a question, Jesse, about the mother.
Yes.
And females as a whole. It's a personal question, so I'll just give you a little bit of background. I'm the eldest in my family. I have like five siblings. And when I was 12, I grew up in a rural community. Everyone's in everyone else's business. And when I was 12, true to your prophecy of women, my mother had an affair with someone in the area. And in a small country town, it's devastating on little families. Everyone likes to know everyone's business. And they pretty much did a prime example of how not to handle a divorce with young children. And it was just very strewn out, very messy, very common, as you'd probably find out. And this continued for a few years, and then finally they separated. But there was a huge rift. It broke my father. I saw him from a figure of like invincibility break down, and she completely cut him down. All the trust was gone out of women in general. So he hasn't remarried or anything to this day, and I think he still holds a grudge against that. But I took it as the oldest. It was a learning curve with hate. I was fueled by hate. Loved it. It made me powerful, strong. I thought it would make me strong at the time. But eventually time did its thing, and I realized that it was a great opportunity to learn something. And they just set a great example of what not to do as a parent. And I always knew I was going to be a father. I just knew that. I grew up in a big family. So I went through, had girlfriends and ups and downs and met some crazies and some good ones along the way. And then I was probably about, I think I was 22 when I met my wife. And it seemed like things just made sense because I was on this, from 15 to 22, I was on this just turning, blasting anything that come close to me. I'd work hard, I'd make money, but I was fueled by hate, and I enjoyed it to a point where I could manipulate things. But I met my wife, and things just really, the clouds cleared, and I was able to focus on life goals and things that are important to me as a man, and plan things in the future to be a father, a good father with all this hate with me. And she was able to introduce me to a family of love. Her family are just, they sort things out through conversation, and they mitigate things, and nothing's perfect, but they have a way of dealing with things, whereas I was just exposed to this other stuff. Like, I just learned to deal with things through violence a little bit, and then hate, and then forgive and forget, not really work out what the core issue was or conversation that needed to happen between my parents or whatever, my siblings. It's been 10 years now. I've moved to the States, and I've just had nothing but opportunity and love around me. And it's really, I've really found out who I'm meant to be and who I can be and what restrictions are there. And it's all based off that horrible experience when I was younger. And my siblings didn't turn out the same. They couldn't find a way, and things just shattered. So I'm coming to my question. This woman exposed me to endless love and opportunity, and really let me take control of my life, which lets me become a leader in my family. And throughout her family, they have great leadership in men, strong men. And I listen to them, and I take that word. And it's important to me. And I believe that we are, all have potential to be anything we desire. And love is sets free everything, like you say. But my question is, I got to experience that and see the wrath of a woman. And I don't have a good memory of my mother, which is, I'm okay with. It's fine. I don't have one good memory, like, at all. I just have this vicious hate. And I can see her face and remember the things she would tell her children, heinous things. And, like, if my wife or I said that to my children now, it would just be a complete, it would just tear them apart, like it tore me apart. So my question is, I saw that happen with my mother. Should I be expecting the same thing to happen from my wife, from listening to your messages, that women have their relationship with the serpent that they are trying to break their whole life? I don't see that in this woman. It was like all my answers were, all my prayers were answered, finally listened to when I finally had this relationship and built it up over the years. So should I be expecting to see the same from a woman that I love and married and the mother of my children, or should I, have I experienced that already?
When you say all of your prayers were answered, what prayers were answered when you met this woman?
As a child, I only had one wish. And it was kind of odd, I guess, because in a rural setting, you just have a lot of time to yourself, a lot of freedom. And I got to see that hate. And also in my grandmother, she hated my grandfather because there was a death of one of her children, and hence I'm named after him. But there's a story of hate there in anger. So whenever I had an opportunity for a wish or a silent prayer, when I could talk to God in my mind, I would think about the most important thing to me at the time. And it was never a materialistic thing. I just wish for a happy family. I just wish for peace and a beautiful, healthy children. And
so
love.
When you met this woman, so your prayer was for a happy family. And so when you met when you met this woman, you found a happy family?
No, she just exposed me to a way of understanding love.
But when you say that all of your prayers were answered, what prayers were answered when you met this woman?
In the initial meeting, nothing was clear until we spent time together. And then I think that's after the time my prayers were sort of...
What prayers were answered once you met this woman?
I could rest looking for a partner. I'd always been on a look for a
person your wife?
That I could connect with. Yes.
Why you call a partner?
Oh, sorry, just wife. Yeah, female.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what prayer, you say all of your prayers were answered when you met her. Tell me which prayers were answered when you met her.
The prayer of basically patience. And understanding there are the prayer of, I think just to blanket it, the prayer of patience and the prayer of.
So your wife had patience with you or you had patience with her?
No, she was patient with me. I was crazy.
So all of your prayers were to find someone that would have patience with you?
Not so much that. That was the initial contact. And what it was prayers, more of like learning.
What prayers were answered when you met her?
Yeah, Jesse, I think it's just patience. I think that it wasn't until a relationship developed I understood that.
And so you were looking for someone to have patience with you?
I was looking for someone to share a life with and have a family with, I think.
And so what all of your prayers were answered. What prayers were answered when you met her?
The prayer of peace in my heart, I guess. That's a difficult question to answer.
But you said it. You said all your prayers were answered when you met her. I just want to, can you name some of the prayers, even if you can't remember them all, can you name some of the prayers that were answered when you met this woman?
Yeah. So to clarify, I probably missaid when I first met her.
You didn't say when you first met her. You just said, well, when I met her, all my prayers were answered. Name me the prayers that were answered when you met her.
So I prayed for peace, and I prayed to meet a woman in my life that I could create a family with.
So one of your prayers that were answered, she gave you peace.
She gave me love and peace.
So one of your prayers that were answered, she gave you peace, right?
Internal peace, yes, not for anyone else, it's for myself.
Yep. So one of your prayers that were answered when you met this woman, she gave you peace, right? Right?
Yes.
And then you said she gave you love?
Yes, eventually.
And what else did she give you?
She gave me vision in the way of...
She gave you vision?
Chasing down whatever I want. Yeah, she exposed me to... She's like... She presented me. I met people within her friends and family that had achieved greatness in their life that I deemed great. like success and happiness within their family.
Oh, okay.
And they've done well, so and they can provide strong men. So she introduced me to strong men.
Oh, okay. Basically. And you said she, he called you to see who you were and what you are. Who are you and what are you that she caused you to see?
I was always happy as a kid. I was always peaceful and creative and interested in stuff, but I just had a blanket of just raw negative energy. And she just sort of helped me understand how to move that off myself and help myself.
Oh, okay.
Put things in front of me that I could see could help myself. And I think I love listening to your show because it's all, like you said, it comes back to love, but you have to do it yourself. You have to be reborn. You have to understand what it is that you're actually letting go and embracing.
And so who are you and what are you?
I'm a child of this planet, a child of God, and full of love and potential, I guess.
So you're a child of God and full of love and potential.
Potential is a bad word. It's a clunky word to use. But it's something that, like, my greatest spirit, if I focus on that and focus on, I know what's right and wrong. I've seen it. I've done it. You know, like, I can,
so
if
who,
I know.
You told me you belong to God. You say you're a child of God and you belong to him. And that you have a lot, of potential. But who are you?
Energy.
Your energy.
Honestly, I'm just like, when you simplify it, Jesse, I'm gonna like just bring it down to the most basic answer. Is like, yeah, I'm just I guess I'm just like a form of energy, you know, and I can wield that negatively or positively.
And
around
does me. This woman obey you?
Oh yeah.
And when you say obey you, what do you mean by that?
She respects who I am. She won't go out to, I've seen other wives, like, I'm just using examples. I don't know what a perfect marriage looks like, but from what I imagine, from what I experienced, she doesn't go out and drink and party or flirt with other men or put me on, doesn't degrade me in front of other people like I saw my own family do to other men, like in front of family, you know, just really degrade who they are as a person. She doesn't. It doesn't berate me like I saw my mother and my grandmother do.
Does she obey you?
Yes, she does. Yes.
And how does she obey you? What does that mean?
She obeys me when I ask her to do something, and she will listen.
Does she work?
Yes, she does.
How many children do you have?
We have three.
How old are they?
My oldest is 12. I have two boys, 12 and 10, and I have a daughter who's 6. Sorry,
and,
7.
And why 7. Why don't you make her stay home and raise your children?
She is. No, we cultivated her. She's a teacher, but she can work from home, and that's huge for me. Like, when I chose my wife, it had to meet a certain criteria. Like, I had to, like, understand that she had a normal personality and she was loved by her parents. And understood the depths of love.
Does she work?
She works from home.
Why don't you make her not work and just raise your children? Because a woman can't work. A woman cannot be working and raise your children as well.
Completely true. You're right.
Why don't you make her stop? Why don't you make her stop working?
Well, she wants to work.
Why?
But I don't know. It gives her some sort of. She loves teaching. She loves working. Then,
but she can teach your children.
She does. No, she's the best.
But why don't you make her stop working and raise your children?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah,
but why don't you do that?
Stuff. Yeah, that's my goal, Jesse.
You've been together for 10 years, you say?
Yes.
And why haven't you done that?
Well, I do. I do provide. But
no, I'm asking you, why haven't you made her quit working and raise your children?
I guess the right answer is having enough money to make her comfortable to stop working.
What?
I guess for her to stop working, she would understand that as, okay, you have to have an absorbent amount of, or an X amount of number to look after your children, to do everything we still do without me working, without a second income. I guess that's the only reason that.
Why have you made her stop working? Repeat that. I'm sorry.
So I'm thinking about if I approached her with this question and asked her about this, this is what I imagine her response to be, would be, I am not making an absorbent amount of money or the right amount of the money to cover her job as well, to make it, to put less stress for just everyday living. Or
there's no such thing as the right amount of money for a woman to stay home and raise the man's children.
Yeah, I get that, Jesse. Trust me, I'd live in a cave if we wanted to live in a cave. I don't
but
care
then
about
why
that.
But would like it, she if she was to say that, oh, if she were to say that to you, would you fall for that lie?
No, I would try and simplify it. I'd be like, I mean, there's truth to that in a point where you have to, like, you don't want to beggar your.
That's your job. That's your job to do that, not hers.
It's true. You're
it's
right.
Your job, her job, to stay home and keep your house going, make your meals, watch over your children.
You're 100% correct. I believe that. I believe that as well.
And so why haven't you made her stop working?
I haven't got there yet.
And why not?
Because if we, the way I worked it, the way that we're doing things now, I have a path where I can make myself get to that stage that I want to get to.
All you do is get two jobs and you're there.
True.
So why have you done it?
You know, I haven't got there yet, Jesse. It's like, for me, it's a, I fail and I get good at, I correct that, I don't do it again, and I get better and better. So I'm next year, I hope to be, next few months, hope to be better than I was before. I'm always getting better.
Why not be better now? Where is the next few months? Where is the next few months?
New projects, new opportunities.
But that's not, getting a new project is not going to make you better.
It creates an opportunity where, so my clients, where I, for my businesses, if I have opportunities and get different things to create and build, I attract more of a client in that area.
When you say, one of the reasons that you haven't made her stop is that she loved her independence.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean by that?
She likes to teach. She finds fulfillment from working with children and helping them. Some children don't have a normal family situation. But
so how is it that an empty woman can help you find peace? Because apparently she found her peace in not raising your children, but being out there getting the ego fulfillment from other people's children. How can she help you find peace?
when you present it like that, she can't help me find anything.
Then why do you think that she's helped you find who you are, what you are, and all this stuff, and you think that she obey you when she's still working, and she's made this phony idea, well, I'm working from home. She's still working because she's getting ego fulfillment by going out there and deceiving herself, thinking that she's helping other people's children, and she's not. She's only helping her own ego.
But what do you mean, Jesse? Like, what do you mean she's not helping anyone? Like, teachers don't help anyone? Like,
she's not helping anyone. She's not helping anyone but her own ego, and she put aside. She put aside her children for her own ego. Otherwise, she would stay home and raise your children.
Sure. I mean, I don't know of another woman that does a better job raising children than my mother, than my wife.
So. Your wife doesn't do any better job than the average woman with a job and pretending she's doing a good job of raising your children. We can test it.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I met some crazies yesterday that was a mother, and I guarantee she's
tell her today that she cannot go back to work anymore. Can you hold for me?
Yeah.
888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment.
Oh. Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. America, sweet, sweet America. 888-775-3773. I want to go back to Stephen, a first-time call out of Oklahoma. Been through hard times, met a perfect wife, and just trying to understand her. Hey, Stephen.
Yes, Jesse.
Come back to your phone for me, right to your phone.
Yeah, I'm right here.
What would happen if you went home today and told her today is tomorrow, Friday, is her last day for work. She has to stay home and raise your children, and you got the bills. Don't worry about that. You got all that covered. What would happen?
She'll go, excellent.
Okay, let's do it and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell her, Jesse. I have that one question I asked you, though.
Yeah, what's
should I be expecting any more wrath from a woman? Or can I, do you check out? Do you get so much in your lifetime?
Yeah.
Or what happened?
Number one, I can guarantee you, and without a doubt, you're married to your mama. You became a boy with your wife because everything you were looking for love. And instead of finding it on the inside, you found it on the outside, which is not real love at all. This woman doesn't love you. She love, hate your weakness. She love this need that you have for her, her to show you love, to show you family, to show you everything. And if you ever wake up, and I hope you will for your sake, if you ever wake up, she's going to completely turn on you. You're going to see if you haven't already seen the real demon in her, you're going to see the real hell in her. Because you were created to lead her, not to look for anything from her. And all your happiness now is from this woman, which is fake. It's not real.
So you're saying, Jesse, I'm with the wrong person.
You're neither with the wrong person, not the right, nor the right person, but you're getting all imitation of love and life. It's not real.
I understand that. So what is the direction for me, Jesse? I sound like I'm doomed.
No, you're not doomed.
It pretty much sounds like doomed to me.
if you haven't already done this, you got to look from within. Everything that you are, everything that you want, everything that you need is in you and not in this woman or in your children or in her fake family or in anyone else. It's in you, right? Uh-huh. So number one, you got to forgive your mother for whatever you are angry at her about. And you got to forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother.
And when you forgive them,
I feel like I forgive them, but you mean tell them I forgive them to their face?
Have you Have you told them that you have forgiven them?
I told my father I forgave him.
You told your father?
Not my mother. Yeah, not my mother.
And why haven't you told your mother? Your mother, by the way, your mother didn't cheat on you. She cheated on your father. It had nothing to do with you. And
I
have no reason to be angry at her at all about that. We're really about anything.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't know how to let. It's just still there. It's just like a door I've locked.
You know
so
why?
I gotta tell her. I gotta tell her I forgive her. But I just there's so much like I just love ignoring that. Anytime I have anything to do in that direction, it's always it comes back to that same room. You know, when I was a kid. So I'm like. But you're right. I got to approach it and tell her. But it's like it's just better to not even. I don't even have anything. You know, we're cordial. That's it.
And why haven't you forgiven her?
I never will.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't think I ever will.
And why not?
I don't deem her worthy of my forgiveness because I don't see her as a mother.
Really?
So,
as long as you don't forgive your real mother, the woman you married to is your mother, and you will always be a scared child with her.
Interesting. Yeah.
What does it feel like to be a scared child with your wife?
Well, I don't feel that, but it's interesting to hear that from you.
But you know you're scared of her. If you ever spoke up to your wife and told her the truth... It's going to be hell.
No, I'm very open. Like, if there's a problem or something that I feel like is seeding to become a problem, I just expose it and talk about it.
You correct her you correct your wife?
No, she doesn't. She has an opinion and I have an opinion.
Do you ever correct your wife?
When she's wrong, yeah.
Do you correct your wife?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you want to forgive your mother?
I do. I just haven't done it.
And why not?
Because I'm on the other side of the world.
You don't right have now. A. You don't have a. You can't FaceTime with her from the other side of the world.
Oh yeah.
Real reason that you have not forgiven your mother?
I think about it now and then, and it just always the answer for me is just like. I don't want her to know I forgive her like it was okay for her because she always had a mentality of like, you could do whatever you wanted as long as you said sorry. You know, like the Catholic sort of.
And what does that have to do with you?
It degrades. It just is something I don't want to even entertain in my life. So I'm just like, I don't like it. So I don't get near it.
You know why you haven't forgiven? May I tell you why you haven't forgiven your mother?
Please do.
Because you're evil and you love evil.
I love evil?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because if you didn't love evil, you would forgive your mother because there's nothing about you that says that you have the right to judge anyone. And yet you're judging your mother while pretending that you love your wife and you love your children and you just love your wife family and you just love the strong men. And
I love you, Jesse.
And yet you have all this love for everybody but your mother. How is that possible?
I think I love her, you know. I just got to...
No, you don't love her.
I have to give her.
You don't love your mother. You don't love your mother. You don't love your wife. You don't love your children. You love no one. Because if you don't love all, you love none.
So if I say I forgive my mother, all love is just given back to me. I can love anyone then.
Not if you just say it, but if you truly forgive.
Yeah. That's the rule, though. If it's...
What are you asking me?
Truly forgive. If that's the right way.
You know that's the right way.
Yeah.
Because you're just pretending that you love these other people because of what you can get from them. You get a false friendship from them. You get a false wife love from them. You get this and that. You don't love them either, and they don't love you. It's all an act.
Okay.
Because you can only love them when you can love your mother and everyone, even your enemy. God said to love your enemy, and you don't love your mother.
No.
Do you believe that if your mother could have done better, she would have?
No, I don't know. I think she's got some, there was some stuff that happened that she never fixed.
Without a doubt. And the same with you. There's some stuff that you have not fixed. And getting with this woman you're with and pretending you have a perfect woman is only making your situation worse.
Jesse, that's a little harsh.
What do you mean?
You can't make that judgment off the bat. It's easy to say, but I agree with you. With a lot
I
of
promise
stuff
that you. Said. I promise you.
Can you tell me, Jesse, how you're so sure?
Because you have no
experience that you have personally.
You have no love.
That's crazy. Okay. It's crazy to hear, but...
Do you think God loves you?
Yeah.
Why does God love you?
I think God's love is like I think he loves everyone,
Do you think God loves you?
Yes, I think God loves me.
And why do you think God loves you?
Because it's when he created man, it's a version of what presented of himself.
Why do you think God loves you?
Because God is love.
Why do you think God loves you?
Man, I'm going to get the wrong answer.
No, you're not.
Why do I think God loves me?
Yes.
Because I am man.
You what?
Because I am a man. I don't know.
Are you worthy of love from God?
Yes, I believe.
Have you done things that God, because of what you've done, God should not be loving you?
Man, that would be on his judgment. I don't know what the rule book is. What do you mean?
Have you done anything that you think, you know what? I've done these things and God should not be loving me for what I've done.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But he loved you, right?
Yeah, unconditionally.
And who are you not? But that's not true. He does not love you unconditionally. But we'll get to
he
that.
He doesn't?
No.
Okay.
But who are you not to love your mother who have done the things that she's done, but you think God should love you, and you've done the things you've done?
I understand that now, Jesse. Thank you. Yeah, that makes, when you say it, when you complete that sentence in that format, that's, I'm nothing to say that. It's true.
And you went to your father, what did you say to your father?
I said I forgave him, and I understood that he was put in a position that was very hard to deal with on many levels, trying to be a father, a business run. You run a business, have a life, be a man. He just got put through a blender, and I got mad, and yeah.
Sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
That's okay. No, that's fine.
What did you say? Make it short, long story short, what did you say to your father?
I said I have an understanding of what he went through, and I'm sorry that I made it harder for him.
How did you make it harder for him?
We would conflict, I guess, have difference of opinion. I was a young man, a lot of testosterone. Just I wanted to do something, he would disagree with it. We would butt heads, and then I'd eventually move out. Just difference of agreement.
But your father only went through a rough time because he hated your mother, who was just like his mother, in the same way that you hate your wife.
Yeah, I'm not sure about his mother. I know he didn't like his father.
Your wife is the same as your mother. You just don't realize it because you have put her on a pedestal.
No, I don't treat it. It's not a trophy situation, Jesse.
I just said trophy. I said pedestal.
Putting someone on a pedestal, showing them off. Like
you have made your wife your God, your savior.
No. I just said that she helped me, just calm me down to help me understand that.
Your wife.
It's still a long journey ahead. I got to say all these apologies, like you said. But she got me to a point where if I didn't meet her, I think I just would have went off doing what I want to do, be crazy and pick the wrong fight.
If you didn't meet your wife, you'd be better off today than you are right now.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's
so
wild.
I didn't say you put her on a pedestal. You made her your god.
No.
Yeah. Think about this.
No, I didn't.
Your wife made you who and what you are. Your wife. Oh
no,
your
didn't.
Wife.
Didn't. I made.
You said
no,
it.
She didn't.
That was you saying.
She provided opportunities. No, I chose. Like, if I wanted to do something, I still had to do it. She didn't like hold my hands or anything.
I'm just repeating what you said.
But I think I missed a little bit nervous being on the radio. But like, I'm rushing through a story. Continue.
Well, anyway, here's what I recommend. Because of time, I got to go.
Yeah,
I recommend, but do what you want. You do the silent prayer so you can see what's going on, your relationship with the darkness of your imagination and your emotions, and forgive your mother. Your mother could not, she was wrong, but she could not help herself. Her mother screwed her up, and your father was too weak to correct her. And so
you say they can't. Sorry to cut you off. You say they can't help themselves because of that relationship with the serpent.
She can't help herself because she hates her mother, and she's yearning for a father. In the same way, you hate her, and you're yearning for a father's love. You live in your emotions. You live in your mind. And your wife, your mother has the same problem. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with her and all that. But until you forgive your mother and your earthly father and just be still, you never. Your wife will always be your God.
And then once I do that, is there a path? Should I just continue on my way once I forgive?
Yeah. Do the silent prayer, and all you need to do is practice staying present, not being in your head thinking about the past or the future. Just live in the presence of eternal life, in the presence of the Spirit of God, and you'll be fine. He will make your way for you.
Do you think everyone has a path, Jesse, or we're just like stumbling around on chance?
Every human being has a chance to overcome hell.
Yeah.
Every human being. Now, most human beings are not going to take it. Only a few would take that straight and narrow path that leads to life.
Yeah. Man, I got a better story for you. I'd like to tell you in person one day, but I really appreciate your time. This has been great.
You're welcome. Call me again. Give me a quick yes or no. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Every morning and night?
Not every morning.
Every morning and night?
Not yet.
No. Why not?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It's not consistent.
Okay. I suggest you put seeking the kingdom of God first.
Can you repeat that?
I suggest you put seeking this kingdom of God first, right? Before anything, anybody or anything.
Gotcha.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you again for being the voice. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you, Steven.
You too.
Thanks. 888-775-3773. Tina out of Washington State. Tina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tina.
Calling you back. I called you back in April. I was kind of a mess.
What a mess!
I had just had a brain surgery due to cancer at the time. And it was just, I had gotten bad news. And you had told me to just, watch the thoughts and stay present. And the doctors weren't 100% correct, which is a good thing.
They were not?
No.
So you didn't have cancer at all?
I did, but they said I had a poor prognosis, which means my ending is near, basically.
What the?
Yeah, they put that in my chart. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Playing God with your life.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, while I was on medical leave from work, I got another job offer, which I took, and that's the job I went into. And I'm struggling, just functioning at work. I think something in me has changed after the brain surgery. I can't really explain it. I'm having a really hard time dealing with people, and this job is making me deal with people 5 times more than I did before. And also just cognitively, just thinking, I'm having a hard time, and I don't really know how to. Sometimes I feel like giving up my job. That's how difficult it is sometimes.
Are you married?
Well, I live with a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. And your children?
No children.
Okay. All right. And so you say you're having a hard time dealing with people. What do you mean? Can you give me an example?
Yeah. Like, for example, I had a person in my office yesterday, and you know, I was doing my work, but I don't know how to explain it, but I don't know how to get the words out sometimes, the things I want to say, and I get nervous when that happens.
Are you having a hard time giving me an example of what you mean by hard time dealing with people at work? Are you able to tell me, give me an example of that?
Yeah. So, for example, yesterday I had a patient in my room, and I couldn't really put my mind together to help the person, and that gets me nervous.
Meaning that they needed to fill out some papers, or you were working on the person, you couldn't do it?
So I'm a dietitian, so it's like somebody came with like stomach problems.
Right.
I had one idea that came to mind. Usually my mind works a little better, but lately it's just different.
And why did you can not give them that one idea?
I did. It's just I guess I expect my mind to work.
But when your mind gave you one idea, isn't that working? That's an idea.
It's true.
Did you need more than one?
I guess I expected more than one.
Why? If you had one idea and that one idea worked, why did you need more?
I really don't have an answer.
So you had no problem with that situation. You had an idea. That idea worked. You gave that patient the idea, and you went on with your life. That's not a problem. Can you hold for me, Tina?
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Hake is coming in with hate news. 2 more hours to go. Bible Thumper Thursday. I'll be back in a moment.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Bible Thumper Thursday. Shout out, guys. It is August 8th, Happy Men's History Month, 2024 AD. Stay tuned for hour two, JLP. We'll be right back to your calls. The lines are full. We will get to your calls and some stories and your super chats. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, government officials often send text messages as an effective means of warning the public about emergencies. Did you know? But in New York City, some residents are receiving weather warnings from a voice in the sky. Drones equipped with loudspeakers are being deployed to specific neighborhoods that are prone to flooding. Isn't that cool? Based. Speaking of weather, Tropical Storm Debbie is making its second, count them, one, two, second landfall early today, or they had already made it, near Bulls Bay, South Carolina, some 20 miles northeast of Charleston, South Carolina, I guess. After looming over the Atlantic Ocean, forecasts show the storm is now crawling inward with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. That's not too slow. It's set to unleash more torrential rains, potential tornadoes, and destructive flooding as it marches northward through the rest of the week, inundating several already soaked states. Since crashing into Florida as a Category 1 hurricane on Monday, Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y, has dumped more than a foot of rain over parts of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and has killed at least 5 people. Rest in peace. That space mission, they've been saying, oh, they're not stuck in space. Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, two veteran NASA astronauts. NASA does not mean lies. Okay. Piloting the first crewed test flight of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. Space is real, by the way. Have been in space for more than 60 days. 60 days. It should have only been 10 days, but now it's been 60, and I heard that they're going to be there till 2025, roughly 7 weeks longer than initially expected, and they're still not coming home. There is still no clear return date in sight due to several issues plaguing the Starliner, Boeing, by the way. And NASA is now making clear that the astronauts may not come home on the spacecraft at all. What? SpaceX, Boeing's rival under NASA's commercial crew program, may be tapped, tag team, to bring Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, I think that's their names, home instead. Wow. The move could potentially extend the astronauts' stay on the ISS, International Space Station, by another 6 months, pushing their return date into 2025. So yes, indeed, they are stuck. So said agency officials. I put that they're stuck. The agency officials didn't admit that, I don't think. In a news conference on Wednesday. What a mess. Also a mess, the presidential race. Vice President cackling Kamala Harris and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, the senator. They went head-to-head on Wednesday. Whoa, did you know that? I didn't know that. Campaigning in separate events in Wisconsin. Kamala, who was joined by her newly announced running mate, Tim Walz, W-A-L-Z, also appeared at a second rally in Michigan. The candidates slammed each other's records as they pitched themselves to Midwest voters as the best option. Give me a break. Trump was off the campaign trail. He said he expects to debate Kamala Harris in the near future, while leaving open the possibility for the events to take place on another network besides Fox News. The comments came after Trump on Saturday said he would only debate Kamala on Fox News. I won't see her at all. Nice. Did you know that Costco is cracking down on membership moochers? Costco asked its customers to stop breaking the rules at checkouts, but it didn't register. The retailer is now going to try to catch membership moochers before they even get in the door. Maybe check your ID. Oh, is this your friend's ID? Is this your friend's membership? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Isn't that amazing? It is Thursday. It's second hour already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Do we have a little thing that put up the biblical question?
I just played it.
Huh? I just played it. Oh, it went away that fast? Oh. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? I think it went so fast, I didn't even see it up there. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're like out and about and busy, land up at a beach, whatever you're doing. Bought a ticket to Taylor Swift concert. Now you can't go because they got a terror threat and you wonder what to do. Or you lost your election and your name is Cori Bush. And now you're going to go after the people that helped you lose or caused you to lose your election. And then while you're going after them, you're going to do a healing along the way. You're going to heal a woman with a tumor. You still could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. I want to go quickly back to Tina out of Washington State. I had to put Tina on hold. Amazing. Tina had a brain tumor, some kind of tumor, cancer, brain cancer. And now she's doing much better. She got a brand new job. And she, I guess, had questions about her thinking process. Am I right about that, Tina?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay. And so you were at work the other day, and you gave me an example of what you mean. Oh, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. Hold on, Tina. Hold on. Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you, Nick. You tried to remind me. What the? Hold on, Tina.
All right, brother. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Go ahead.
Oh, shimmy to my Timothy. Run! Fire! Amazing. That's what you get in the churches. Tina.
Hi.
Thank you for holding. So you gave me an example of it being difficult to deal with the patients at work or the customers. And you gave me an example that this one man came in. He was in the office. You had one idea. You gave him that idea, and it worked. Why did you need more than one idea?
So I guess it's I see what's going on with me, so I feel like people also see it, and I get nervous. You see, I'm not the same in ways I can't explain.
Right.
So I get nervous. I think that's the main problem.
Yes. And what is it that you... Give me a small example of what's going on with you that you think other people are able to see.
For example, I have a hard time with eye contact.
And why?
I'm not sure.
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
You're in your head. You're believing the lies that they're looking at you and they're thinking different things about you when it's really you thinking these things about them because you believe in thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. When will you stop believing your imagination?
So you said I'm believing the lies about them?
You're thinking that's what they're thinking about you.
Okay. I don't know. I hope today.
If you want to be free, you got to overcome thoughts. That's the only way you're going to be free.
And I don't understand why things... I started this journey back in September of 2021.
Yes.
And the first 6 months were amazing. I was really in touch with what God showed me, which was my true self. And I saw the thoughts for what they were, because I saw it in myself. What was the real existence that was giving life to everything? And I don't know how I lost it, but it's, when it started fading away was when I moved to this Washington state. At the time, I just started getting these weird vibrations in my brain. And I couldn't focus on the thoughts. I know that sounds bizarre, but I don't know if it had to do with what was going on with me medically, but I just felt this pressure and tightness in the left side of my head. And I couldn't focus on just catching the thoughts. And just being in a new place, new job at the time, that I lost it. I lost that connection.
Do you want it back?
100%.
Then just come back to present. Let the thought pass. Forget about what has happened. That's done. All you have is right now. You have a brand new, every day is a brand new day. Every day is a brand new start. Just come back to present and you'll be fine. You can't, whatever happened back then is done, is over. It doesn't exist anymore except in your thought. So just come back to right now and live now. Forget about then, because you're thinking about then and you're comparing then to now. And as long as you compare now to then, all you're going to catch is hell. There's no peace in it. You have now. You have this very moment. Today is a brand new day. Don't even give yesterday a thought. Just live right now. And you'll be fine. You're back with the Father.
You know, I don't know how to do that. I try, but it's hard.
Is it difficult because of the brain cancer, too?
You know, I'm not sure if it is. It's hard to tell.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am.
And so why is it hard to tell if it has anything to do with the cancer? Are you being treated and all that?
Yeah, I'm being treated.
With radiation?
So that was one other thing about what the doctors got wrong. So I didn't get radiation, which was really nice.
Nice.
It's just other therapies.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I am.
Okay, here's what I recommend, Tina. Do what you want, but forget about what you had when you were conscious and then you thought you were here or there and blah, blah, blah. And just start right now. God is right here right now. He's not in the past. He's not in the future. He's not in front or behind. He's right here with you, right inside of you right now. So just start right now. Forget about how you first had it, and you can see, and you thought you were this, you thought you were that, and all of a sudden you lost it. It's right here, right now. Just come back to now, and today is a new day.
Okay.
That makes sense?
You make it sound easy, but that's what I've been trying every day.
Well, don't try. Just watch. And let it happen on its own. You can't try. Don't ever try to make life work. You cannot make life work.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it.
When you stop trying to make it work, it's going to work. As long as you try to make it work, it ain't going to work. And that's just a fact.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, don't try to make it. Just let it happen. Let life happen. Should you have had radiation treatment or not? You think you should have or you should not have? They should not have given it to you.
I didn't have to. So at first they said 100% you have to get it without a doubt. But I asked them to give me a month with the therapy, with the other therapy.
Right.
And they agreed. So I waited a month. They re-scanned the brain and they said, quote, the scans are fantastic.
Nice.
So, yeah, and this is from a doctor that was doom and gloom. So,
right on. What? Just again, I want to really encourage you. Forget about what you felt like when you first woke up, right? When you were able to see. Don't think about that. All you have to do is just come back to now. All you did. Because the reason you forgot is when you went unconscious. You just went unconscious for a minute. And when you went unconscious, you lost the light. You weren't able to see the light. But if you just come back to the present, don't think about what you had or do have now, and just live now, you're going to be fine. What do you think about that?
I'm going to smoke on it.
Nice. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, Tina, remember when you first woke up? You were able to see. You felt good. You did this and you did that. And then all of a sudden you moved to Washington State. Now you've lost it and you can't get it back. And like, don't pay attention. Those are just lying thoughts again. They're lying to you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Jesse. Thank you for the advice.
Let me know how it goes, Tina.
All right. We have a good day.
You too. Bye now. 888-7753. 773. Jared is a first-time caller out of Washington State. Jared, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Did you say Jared?
Yes.
Oh, hello. No, good morning, Mr. Peterson. Sorry, I wasn't sure if that was me. How are you this morning?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Well, I'm calling, first of all, to thank you for laying out the technique, for lack of a better word, as to watching your thoughts rather than identifying with them, allowing God to take them away.
Yes.
And you also kind of frame them as evil in quality.
Right, because they are evil. They're pure evil.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I said yes, because they are evil.
Now, I'm still wrapping my head around that, and oddly enough, I kind of know it in practice, but I'm still trying to get my mind to it. And so this method's been helping me a lot outgrowing problems, especially like emotionally charged thoughts. Like you said, Satan gives you the memories. And my question for you is, I often hear you say that they're evil. Now, how do you think in other words, if all thoughts are evil, how do we properly think insofar as like as providence decrees?
Repeat that for me, Jared.
Does that make sense?
Repeat what you just asked.
If thoughts are evil, what's the proper way to go about thinking?
To stop thinking.
Just entirely?
Yes.
So how do we apply our minds properly moving forward?
What do you mean?
Well, I use thought for other things to solve problems.
What kind of problems?
Let's say my car doesn't work. I'll use thoughts to kind of figure out what's wrong.
Well, that's practical thinking. You use that as a tool to get the car going again. And once the car is going again, you put the tool down until you need it again, right?
Oh, nice. Okay. Thank you. That's exactly the distinction I was looking for.
You're welcome.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Jesse. That was all I had.
All right. Amazing.
You have a great day.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to, there's one line open, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Julie out of Connecticut. Julie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Julie. Thanks for calling.
I was wondering if I could give you an update on myself.
Okay. Long story short?
Long story short. Yeah, you don't need the whole story. I was the one that's been having trouble taking my eyes off my husband and controlling him and all that stuff.
Oh, and yeah. You and his mother want control over him.
Yeah, we both want to be married and controlled to him.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I got you now.
Yeah, and to be worshipped.
Right.
Yeah. So since Sunday's service that you had, I was watching it live. You had said something that struck me, and I have been able to take my eyes off my husband. I lost the desire to control him, and I really felt the desire to work on myself, which is what you've been telling me over and over again.
Right.
When that happened, as soon as I stopped watching him and everything he was doing, as soon as I did that, my mind, the thoughts went right to attacking everybody else in the world.
Yep.
So I almost got trapped into that, and I started going into it a little bit, and I did react for a second, and then I stopped myself. And then I said, all right, this is what Jesse's been talking about. So I was like, basically, like, buckle up. I, like, put my seatbelt on, like I was going on a roller coaster, and I was like, all right, devil, let's do this. And I just sat with it, and I realized that the reason why I was distracting myself and concentrating solely on my husband and not on me and then concentrating on what other people are doing is because I didn't want to see the hell that was inside of me.
Yep. Absolutely.
So then I sat with it finally. It did go away. It took a little while. It did go away. And now I've been very, like, I've been not emotional. So I've had periods of not having emotion and not having anger. And I've had a good week where I'm just watching my thoughts. And I had a call from my mom and my sister last night, and they both called and just attacked me. And this is not the first time this has happened, but I was able to stay very non-emotional about it.
Nice.
So I wanted to call you because all the other calls that I've had with you, I haven't been on the right track. And I wanted to tell you that I really feel like I'm on the right track right now.
Right on.
And I really think the silent prayer is helping me to stay non-emotional. And I'm just watching, you know, watching what I'm doing, watching my thoughts, and making sure that I'm not going into the delusion of attacking other people or my husband. But if I have a question, the question is, and I think I already know the answer, is that, you know, I noticed that my husband, when he had something going on for work a couple days ago, he started having a panic attack. And I stopped myself from giving him advice about it. And I just kind of let him be in his hell. And that is what you would suggest that I do, just not try to fix him, not try to change him, not try to, when he's coming to me for something, I just stay, like I told you, non-emotional about it. Is that right?
100%. You can't save him from his hell. You can't even save yourself from your hell. You just see the hell, and the Father will save you from it, and your husband's going to have to see his hell if you want to be, and he'll be saved from his. If he wants it, he might not want to be saved from it.
And if I want him to be saved from it, I know that I'm back in hell. So as long as I stay in a place of me not wanting to change him, I'm going to be all right.
You'll be fine. You have no business wanting anyone else to come out of their hell.
Right.
You know, people love their misery. They love their loneliness. They love their anger. They love their revengeful nature. They love their jealousy. They love gossiping. They love their hell. So why would you want someone to come out of that when they love being in it? If you notice, God leaves everyone in their misery until the ones that cry out that I want out, he'll bring those out, but he'll leave everybody else in there.
Okay. Right.
But just don't judge him and don't be angry at him.
No, I haven't felt any anger towards him. I haven't felt any judgment towards him. Like I said, since Sunday service, I just wanted to say thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I think I'm on my way here. So,
well, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And don't think that you are or that you're not. Because if you think you are, then you're going to feel that you're not. And if you think you're not, then you're going to think you are. And to have no thought, take no thoughts.
Don't even think about it.
No.
Right.
Life.
Okay.
We should be living life. In life, we should be living a thoughtless life, not a thoughtful life, but a thoughtless life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been nice to be present and it's been nice. So thank you so much.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. And I believe, I could be wrong, I believe your husband is working on himself more than what you realize.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he was on the phone. His mom called. And this is another thing. Like, you know how you say to people sometimes when you start working on yourself, you'll just kind of get attacked even more?
Yes.
Or tempted. You know, his mom calls, he comes over to me, and he starts talking bad about his dad just because his mom just called and started talking bad about his dad. And I didn't say anything. I stayed quiet. You know, I just let him. I didn't judge him. So I'm trying really, really hard.
Beautiful. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. All right, Julie?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I will.
All right. Amazing.
Have a good day.
You too. You got to stay with it, folks. Those who endure to the end get the prize. Those who go all the way, and most people are not going to the end of this, believe me. Super chat.
Super chats.
Sotirios bought a coffee. Hi, y'all. I've been having a rough patch with staying present. So much that I've even been questioning what being present even means. And if I've ever been present at all. Is that just the thoughts messing with me?
100%.
So how would you answer what it means to be present? Thanks as always.
Come out of thoughts. Stay present. Don't be into thinking about the past or the future or anything. Just stay present and you're out of the thoughts. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish you well.
Nice, Sotirios.
Yeah.
Soul conscious. Five coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your action?
No. I do not identify with the not me anymore. The demons inside of me used to suffer.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. I want to answer the biblical question.
Do you suffer the consequences? This is such an amazing question, too. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions?
Yes, the moment I believe and identify with the snake, a poisonous bite will follow, and as a result of pain and suffering. And as a result, pain and suffering. Sorry, I can't read.
Amazing.
Yes, the moment I believe and identify with the snake, a poisonous bite will follow, as a result, pain and suffering.
I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. My body is like a house. I have a room. The devil and his little demons have a room. Sometimes the demons, and rarely the devil, try to get into my room and make me identify with them. But if I look at them like they're crazy and ignore them, the owner, who is God, will give me the lease to sign only my name and kick the devil and his little demons out of my house. Then I will be peaceful and thought-free.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. They wouldn't respond to the biblical question, right?
This was kind of this was the same someone who answered the biblical question with the first coffee,
uh-huh.
Gave a follow-up coffee, right, and I don't know whether it was a biblical question or not.
But thank you.
Evgeny Crosby, a couple of diamonds. Tim Walz is suffering. I mean, not suffering. It doesn't even say anything about suffering. Tim Walz is in his horse's stable watching church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
Amazing. Thank you.
The Key bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Do you suffer the consequences of your action?
Yes, the consequences for failing or falling for the lie is separation from the truth.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for it.
Ronnie from Ohio, three coffees. Uncle Jesse, when I first tuned into your show, I thought you were wrong about us not having free will. I finally understood a few years ago, and there's a Bible verse that supports it. Galatians 5 says, quote, "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." We are either led by God, that was under the quote, we are either led by God, says Ronnie, or by evil, or by led by good or by evil, there's no in-between. Thank you for the lesson, Unc.
You're welcome, nephew. Stay with it, Ronnie. Stay with it. Stay with it, man. You're waking up. What the? That's deep, too. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Austin bought three coffees. I love you.
And I love you back. Thank you.
Nice. Snee bought five coffees. Hello, Jesse. What's the best way to increase my donation to your nonprofit bond? Should I complete another donation form and just add the additional amount I want to donate? Thanks for turning us back to the Father.
Right on. Thank you for that. How can I do it?
You can contact the front desk or do it that way. But I would get in touch with the front desk if you can.
At 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. And thank you in advance for it. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. Thank you all. We'll finish the Super Chat and your phone call. I'll be back in a moment.
My mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Okay, it's Bible Thought for Thursday, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And a couple quick announcements. The Hake, H-A-K-E report, is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. Very interesting show. For those who have not heard it yet, you do want to listen in. Really, once you listen in once, you're not going to be able to stop. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And after the Hake report, Joel Friday TV on fire. He ain't black for nothing. He not Arkansas for nothing. He's Joel Friday. Every day except Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. When you guys find out what time it's on, then I will know. Because Lord don't know. But he's up there sometime during the day. Am I right about that? When are you on? What? I can't hear you.
Four.
Huh?
Four.
Four? The four in Australia?
4 p.m. Pacific time. My bad.
4 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. All right? And then what else? For personal shout-outs, I will do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, or congratulations shout-outs, whatever. Go to C-A-M-E-O, cameo.com. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo. And I will do them for you. They're amazing shout outs. You won't be disappointed. All right. And to donate, and then thank you for that offer to increase your donation. Thank you. We got a lot to do. And thank you for helping us to help others because you're being helped by going to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. The office is open at 9 a.m. Pacific time if you want to talk to the person. 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right. Let's just finish up with the Super Chat, Hake, and then we'll get back to the phone calls.
Super Chat.
Thank you, Sneed, for the question about the donations. Thank you. Shout out to Austin.
Yeah,
for
thank
your free
you, Sneed.
Be spotless, be blameless, and at peace with him. Bought a coffee. Thank you, Hake, for the Bond replay. I do appreciate you and your dedication to Bond. How are you spiritually growing since I've been watching many years now is amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. Love from the UK, K.
Right on.
Nice.
Thank you. That's amazing. And you're right about Hake. He's growing like 90. Going nuts. You remember how beta male you were when you first came to Bond?
No. I was always alpha.
That's right.
Yeah, but we had a Bond Archive Sunday service from when I was 29, and I read a little passage about the armor of God, and you're like, hey, speak up a little bit louder. Read louder.
When Hake first got here, he was so beta. He was like, beta, 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 beta. Until I used to have him come up to the front and open up the meeting. And he became so, I guess he got worse. He became afraid. He like, if you keep making me come up to the meeting, I'm going to stop coming. Something like that. And he stopped for a while, and the Lord brought him back. Amazing. Remember that? Is that right?
That's not exactly the story.
What's the exact story?
I was hanging out with friends sometimes instead of coming to church.
Oh. And didn't you tell me that if I didn't stop, have you open up to me, you're going to stop coming?
Nope.
You didn't tell me that.
I did not.
No,
what happened was I came, and I think I brought my friend, finally. And you're like, you haven't been here in a while. You've been avoiding us? I'm like, yeah. And you're like, beta, coward, something like that.
I forgot about those days.
Yep.
What the? Amazing, but thank you.
C&C bought a coffee. Jesse Yogi Bear, will you marry a 34-year-old? Uh-oh, the other boo is talking about marriage and a horse carriage. Better hurry up and claim. Delilah already went to Palestine, too. On a serious note, I'm not ready. I'm scared to get married. What do you suggest, Jesse?
Why are you afraid to get married? Tell me why, and then maybe I have a suggestion. All right, but let me know why you're afraid of getting married. Thank you.
Gals always in their head.
I know.
Matt, seven coffees. Jesse, let people know that they need to vote as soon as they can. Democrats are going to try to... I can't say that word. If you wait the vote in person, there will be... He's speculating about DDoS attacks, running out of ink, etc. Blah, 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 blah. Vote ASAP for the Great White Hope. Also, Matt, I can't be saying this on this show, but thank you, Matt. And he says, also, what does the Great White Hope have to say today? Love you, Jesse.
Amazing.
For the sake of the channel, I disavow, but thank you for your concern.
Yeah, thank you,
Matt.
And you just told him, Matt, let me see what the Great White Hope has to say.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
America first. Fight, fight, fight. America first. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Mike. A first-time caller out of Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Mike, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you for receiving my call today. I was calling. I've been a big listener for the past couple, 2 years now.
Uh-huh.
And I had some kind of things that I had some plans about. I was hoping that maybe you could help me with it.
Okay, let me hear it.
So I never used to be a Christian as much before, and then I listened to you, and I was still drinking, all doing all that stuff. I was, as you say, being a slut maker and getting around and all that.
Slut maker.
Yeah. But at some point, when I was in college, I was renting a place where students, like a house for students. And there was a lady that came along, and she was kind of older than us, and she had a girl who was our age, but she was older. But she kind of, what is it called? She was trying to be a slut maker to me. She was hitting on me at that time, but I said no. And I became a slut maker with a girl after they moved out. But then after I started listening to you, I started feeling guilty because I couldn't go any farther with her. I wanted to at that point, but I couldn't go any farther with her. And I was kind of scared when I was still in the dark. But I got the courage after some time, and I told her, there's no chance of us ever becoming any kind of serious, because this and this happened in the past. And I was wondering, was I in the wrong or the right by telling her that? I felt very guilty after I told her that, and I moved away from the whole relationship and all that.
Oh, so you moved away? You have nothing to do with her now?
No.
And what did guilt feel like when you did it? Describe the feeling of guilt.
I felt like I was dying every day. I was with her. I used to talk to her. I felt like I was cheating to myself. I was dying every day. I used to drink and try and calm myself down to even go to sleep.
And so the guilt that you felt once you broke up with her is like you were dying. You had lost your God and you were dying.
Yeah, and I had some kind of big attachment to her.
Right, I understand.
And I didn't want to tell her the truth.
Yeah, how old were you at the time?
I was turning 28.
How old are you now?
I'm turning 30.
And so you had the guilt feeling. And where was the feeling located?
At that time, it was in my mind, my heart. I even tried to, at some point, end myself. When I was drunk, I was like, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
So you tried to kill yourself?
Yeah.
By doing what?
I don't know, a couple of stuff, but nothing worked. So I woke up in the morning and went back to work.
Okay. And so the feeling you had were in your thoughts, you say?
Yeah, it was mostly stuff that, because I was drinking.
Yeah.
It was stuff that was coming to my mind. Something that was telling me, this is not okay.
Right. And who were telling you that?
I don't know. I can... Because the next day when I went to work, I could not see why I was trying to end myself.
That's right. Well, the one thing I want you to... And so your question for me is what now?
I was asking you, did I do the right thing by telling her? Or...
Yes. You did the right thing?
I felt like I messed up her life because she didn't see her mother that way.
Well, you didn't mess up her life. Her life was already messed up. When you met her, she was already screwed up.
No.
So you had nothing to do with her life at all. And she had nothing to do with your life. You were already screwed up when she met you. And so two screwed up people came together and created more screw-ups, all right?
Okay.
And then the feelings that you had were coming from the thoughts of you felt like you were losing your life. You felt like you want to kill yourself. You felt like you remember how much she loved you and how much you love her and how you treated her and how she treated you. It was all thoughts. It was all memories. It wasn't at all about anything that was real. Underneath all of that, you were still empty. You were still lost. And all you did was use her in the same way that a drug addict or alcoholic use drugs and alcohol to try to make yourself feel better. But the emptiness was still there. And so when she was gone, you became aware of the emptiness again. And you didn't realize you were using this human being to try to make yourself feel better. You never loved her, and she never loved you. It was all about covering up the emptiness. And so the emptiness came back. It was always there, but you just became aware of the emptiness. And then you went into thoughts, and those thoughts deceived you to make you think that you had a good woman. You had someone that you loved. You had someone that loved you. And you had this. It was all just thoughts. It was all lies. It was never.
Every time I used to still listen to you during the day. And then when it came to, like, the sun went down, I only used to call her. And I was feeling lonely.
Yeah.
I needed some comfort from her.
Yes. You were just using her. You were using her. You never loved her, and she's never loved you. Nobody loved nobody.
But how do you go beyond that kind of relationship and forming a better kind of relationship with a woman?
That's a good question. You stop looking for it, first of all. Do not look for a woman. Do not look for love. Do not look for anything. And God will add it unto you if it's meant to be. Do not see anything but what is right. You want to find your way back home to the Father. And he will take away that emptiness, and you will have all. You will have everything. You will have perfect love. You will have perfect peace. You will have life. If you don't replace that with anything that's phony, and if it meant for you to have a wife or a woman, he will add that unto you, and it'll be the right woman, and it will last until death do you part. And you would not need her, and she would not need you, and it would be an amazing relationship.
But okay, so it's more, okay.
But all you have with that other girl was just memories. It was never love. You were thinking about, oh, how much I loved her. But that wasn't love. It was just a thought. How she used to be. How she used to smell. How she used to laugh. It was just thoughts. It was never love. It was just thoughts.
It was very toxic. It was there was nothing that we shared that was beyond the sexual feeling that we had for each other. That was it. Every time we met, that was all that happened every time.
Yeah, because sex is not love. It's a drug. That's all it is. It made the ego feel good for a minute, and then as soon as that feeling is over, another feeling come. It's just thrills. It's just evil. The good feelings are thrills, which are evil, and the bad feelings are thrills, which are evil. So what I recommend for you, Mike, do what you want, of course. Stop looking for a woman. You're going to always find evil. You're just going to find the devil when you look for the woman. Don't look for anything in anyone. You just work on yourself, do the silent prayer, watch the thoughts, and God will fulfill the emptiness that's inside of your body. It's in the mind. You'll be fine.
Can I ask you one more question, Jesse?
Yes.
I was raised up by a single parent, and I grew up with my grandparents, and as they say, they did a pretty good job, because they provided whatever I needed to have, clothes, food, and everything.
Yes.
Which I appreciated when I was young. But as I continued growing up, I continued realizing that there was something more than clothes and food and shelter that I was being provided, that I needed. And I think when I was in the third grade, my mother moved away and I was left completely with my grandparents. So before that, she was around, but after that grade, she was not around.
And you said when you were in the third grade, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My father was never there.
Right.
They fought with my dad. My dad fought with my mom when I was when she was pregnant, and he fled away and he left her, and she had to go to my grandparents' place, and I was born there. So when I was born, I never found my dad. So ever since I was young, I never knew I was supposed to have a dad.
Amazing.
Until I started hanging out with the other kids, and they asked me, "Where's your dad?" So I started asking, and that's my mom never told me anything until at some point my other relatives started giving me stories. They were kind of sweet stories, but until I grew old, that's when I knew the story of these four when they were young, before I was born. But when I was in that grade, she moved away, and then she came back when I was in fifth grade. And I remember when I was in that grade, before that, I never knew myself. But after that grade, I remember I started getting angry. I was always fighting in school every time. I used to fight every day until, like, I was 26, I think. I was fighting everybody every time. If someone tells me anything I don't agree with, I used to respond with an angry demeanor every time.
Yeah. And because of time, what's your question for me? Because of time, I'm about to run out of time here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I never understood why, but I called my mother a couple few days ago, but she never understood that she was supposed to be there in terms of as a parent. I forgave her, but she never understood. So I was asking, how are you supposed to go beyond? You forgive a parent, but they don't understand what they did wrong.
They don't need to understand. You need to forgive so God can change your heart and bring you out of your misery, out of your hell. Leave them in their hell. They don't need to understand. And they may even understand, but just won't admit it to you. And that's fine. Leave them in their hell and you forgive and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
That make sense?
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Can you hold on for me?
When I need...
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to move cars, all right? Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end already of hour two of Bible Thumper Thursday. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we may get to some stories as well. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. Check it out, if you so please. Call in, and we welcome your calls. Nice. We also have Joelle Friday TV at 11 a.m. till 12 Pacific time. That is 1 Central, 2 Eastern, Joelle Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. And then American Anchor Baby, live Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. usually. 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. Yesterday he had an emergency and he had to do an early show at 2 right here in the studio. But normally he's on at 4 with a different phone number, 844-900-BABY. Nice. I think that's what it is. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on the news, stock markets. If you know or care anything about the stock markets, U.S. stocks closed lower Wednesday as Wall Street struggles to stage a comeback from the week's bruising losses. The Dow fell 234 points, 0.6%, after gaining more than 400 points earlier in the day. The S&P 500 declined 0.8%, and the NASDAQ composite, whatever that is, lost 1.1%. There are no immediate signs of a recession, but the highly volatile market has many investors on edge about a potential U.S. economic slowdown. Meanwhile, Asian markets made solid gains Wednesday and then quickly lost steam, short-lived. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 ended down 0.7% today, snapping a two-day winning streak. And that's because Japan's several hours ahead of us, I guess. UK riots. Thousands of anti-racism, which is to say anti-white, protesters, whether they realize it or not, they took to the streets across the United Kingdom, the UK, to counter a spate of so-called far-right rallies, according to Commie Nonsense Network, planned to target immigration centers. After days of violence spurred by disinformation around a deadly stabbing attack, police had braced for another night of unrest on Wednesday. But by early morning, thousands of counter-protesters had gathered at more than a dozen cities to guard the immigration centers and prevent them from being targeted by the far right. Quote, "There are many, many more of us than you," the crowds chanted, "because the crowd is always wrong." Both crowds are wrong in how they're going about this, seemingly, with virtually no so-called far-right supporters in sight. The fizzling out of the planned protests came as a major relief to the new Labour government and for communities that had prepared for the worst. What a mess. Got to be civilized. Have to have peace. Anyway, there is a mess also going on in the world. 3 Taylor Swift concerts in Austria. Austria, good day, mate. Just kidding. Have been canceled due to an alleged planned terrorist attack. Don't terrorize Taylor Swift concerts. That's for that other gal. What's that other gal? Police arrested 2 suspects on Wednesday that they said had undertaken concrete preparatory measures for an attack. Around 65,000 audience members were expected in each of Swift's Vienna, Austria shows, with another 15,000 to 20,000 fans outside the stadium. Man, I'm still blanking on that other gal's name. There was a terror attack at her concert in, like, Paris or somewhere. Anyway, Ariana Grande, yeah. Go terrorize. Nah, don't terrorize either one. Here's a quote from the World Health Organization. Oh, Lord. Quote, "It's very important that we have a better understanding of this virus. It's a virus that can be contained." That's a World Health Organization official with concerns about a deadlier strain of mpox. That's the new politically correct word for monkeypox.
that has been confirmed in 4 African countries. Monkeypox, Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, is a viral disease that can spread easily between people from infected animals. WHO officials said they're going to determine whether it's a public health emergency of international concern. They want to be important. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. The biblical question, do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? You can get involved. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're not able to watch it sitting live. You can podcast all the shows, of course. You can podcast. But you can be listening by calling the listen line on your phone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the third hour of the show on Thursday. It is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, my God.
From the Lord. I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will.
What
I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues. But God said it. I want it.
Like, what the? Bible Thumper Thursday. One line open at 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. Let me just finish up with Mike out of Atlanta, Georgia. And Mike wants to know what happens when you go and forgive your parents, but they don't understand. Am I right, Mike?
Yes, Jesse. I'm here. I was asking, beyond forgiving your parents, they might not understand that maybe you're already grown up, and at some point I've heard of this thing called the black tax, where sometimes you see the athletes where when they grow up, they were raised by single mothers. The biggest achievement is most of the times building a house for their mother. And I've had that experience where when I went back and forgave my mother, she said it's okay as long as I can continue providing for her. But what do you think about that, Jesse?
I think that you should forgive her, realize that her mother screwed her up and she can't help herself, and you move on with your life. You don't need to provide one thing for her at all. You don't owe her anything. You're not obligated to provide for her at all. You're not responsible for her life at all. She is, and not you.
Yeah, she always makes someone feel guilty.
But
like she always makes me feel like I owe her where I am right now.
But you don't. You don't owe her anything. And as long as you feel guilty, don't do anything for her. And you let the false guilt pass because she's controlling you with that. And when you're free, if you want to help in any way, do it without guilt. That's what real love is. But if you don't want to, don't do anything. You owe her nothing. And you should be honest with her about it. If she tried to make you feel guilty, just say, hey, I don't owe you anything. I didn't tell you to make me. It was your responsibility to take care of me. And even that, you didn't do it. You left me with my grandmother and grandfather. But you don't owe her anything, so don't let her put that on you.
Okay.
Really?
You know, you were right the first time when I forgave her. She was crying all over the place, and I didn't understand why, but
she was crying because she wanted to control you.
Yeah.
So don't let her control you. You owe her nothing.
Okay.
Just don't resent her. Don't be angry. So have you found your father yet?
He already has another family, so he's out there somewhere.
Oh, do you still want to see him?
I reached out, but he did not want to talk, so I left it out.
Oh, okay. Well, just forgive him. He cannot help himself either. Don't resent him. And you move on, Mike, and live your life. You stay with the silent prayer. You watch the thoughts. And just watch them, but don't do anything about it. Don't call them you. Don't say, I feel lonely, and I feel this, and I feel that. It's not you. Just do the silent prayer and watch and live your life. You're going to have an amazing life.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
But you don't owe anyone anything, and you've never been in love with that girl. And when you think about her, it's just thoughts. It's just memories. And the feeling you get when you think about her, it's the emptiness that was never fulfilled anyway, and it was just coming from the thoughts. It has nothing to do with love.
Yeah, because before that, I tried to fulfill with having friends. And
right.
Then I didn't have friends anymore, and then I had the girlfriend, and I stuck with her. I was trying to do my best. And it never worked out. And then I became a drunkard for a while. And then I realized that I was never a drunk before. So
yep.
I'm not really a drunkard now. And
nice.
I should not continue with the whole situation of all this drinking every day. And I was listening to you at that time, and then I started doing the silent prayers. And when I started watching my thoughts, sometimes I still drunk. I used to go home and sleep drunk, but it was very empty for me every day when I woke up. I didn't have anything other than going to work.
Well,
but.
Well, don't fulfill that emptiness with anything or anyone. You just leave it there, and you watch it, and you live with it, and you watch it, but don't call it you. And do the silent prayer, be present, and the Father would take care of that emptiness and give you perfect peace, all right?
I appreciate that, Jason.
Let me know how it goes. Good to hear from you, Mike.
I'm doing my best. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. One line open. Let me go to Haley, a first-time caller out of Florida. Haley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, Haley.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yep. Okay, so do you see the left being corrupt again with swinging the election at all? What's your opinion?
Well, I'm having a wait-and-see attitude. I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that the Democrats are desperate, and they want to maintain power and control over the people, and that they would do anything to maintain that power and control. And so I just have to wait and see, and hopefully the people will get out and vote and vote the Democrats out if they want a better physical life.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of having a wait-and-see attitude.
Yeah, it just seems to me I cannot vote anyways, but I'm a taxpayer.
Yes.
I've been living here for over 20 years. I'm not a citizen as of yet, and I know that I don't have a right to vote because that's just the way the law is. However, this Democratic government seems to think these illegals can come in and get a driver's license and vote freely whatsoever. But I know what my rights are. Anyway,
well,
the
government is evil, and the people of the government are evil. And the people of the government will always be evil. And that's why it's up to us, the voters. We vote in who we want to work for us. And when they don't do the job, we vote them out and we vote in someone else. It's we the people, not we the government.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I just have one other question. What's your thoughts on the Olympic Games with the two males fighting each other in the women's boxing?
Oh, two males fighting in women's boxing?
Well, they have XY chromosomes.
Like, you mean like two men, a man fighting with a woman?
Yes, but at the end of the final round, it ended up being the two males.
Well,
when
everybody won, the final people were two males fighting against one another?
Yeah, in the female section, arena.
Oh, okay. I don't have a problem with it at all. And the reason I don't have a problem with it, because over the last 70 years or so, the women been infiltrating men's sports and men clubs and everything that's manly. They want to come in and destroy that. And they say that they are strong as men and that they can do what men do. And so if the women believe that they can play in men's sport, they can destroy men's club. If men want to play in women's sport, it's the same thing. There's no different. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I see your point, yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, now that you put it that way, yeah.
Yeah. And so when the women stop pretending that they can play in men's sport, then and play with women and let men play in men, things will be fine. But if what's good for the goose is good
for the gander, yeah.
Yeah. So I have no problem with it, Haley.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
God bless.
All right, you too. I don't think they even have this little thing going on in Europe. What do you call that sport thing they're doing? Olympic.
The Olympics, yeah. The Paris Olympics?
It's only women, though. It's not for men at all, right?
In the boxing?
I mean,
No. The Olympics just has men, division, women.
No, I don't think so.
Wait, what?
I don't think they have any men division, because every time they show something on the news, I don't watch it, it's a waste of time, but every time they show something on the news about it, it's all about women's stuff.
That's true. I've noticed that I mean, there were men competing, but
no, I don't
I noticed,
think so.
I noticed that they show all these women.
Why do you think men are competing?
Because I thought I saw Armand Duplantis or whatever, this guy beat the world record for pole vault and other stuff.
No, I think it's just for women. I think that thing they're doing over there, because that's all I ever see is women. You may be right, but I never see men in
it. Yeah, we've yet to see the evidence.
Right. So I think I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, folks, let me know. But I think the little Olympic thing they're doing right now is primarily for women. It's a women thing. I don't think this particular Olympic is for men. There was a... Oh, hate is telling me they don't know if that a male or a female, I don't think. I haven't seen any confirmation either way. They do not look mannish enough. They do look mannish, though. There was a woman sprinter who purposely proposed to have her boyfriend in the stand. She got fourth place, no medal, and she gave him a ring. I saw it on X. I saw it on X, according to hate. I don't know what all that means, but okay.
Yeah, there was this woman who, when she finished her race, she went right up to her boyfriend who was watching in the stands and proposed to him. She got out. I think she even got on a knee.
It was a real man?
A male.
It was a real male?
A real male.
Oh, okay. All right. And she went up again. She lost her.
I think she got fourth place.
Oh, okay.
So she did not get first place. But she got first place in his heart.
Nice. Whatever. But I think, though, that I could be wrong that this little Olympic thing they're doing over there is for women only. I don't think there is for men this time. At least this particular one. I know when they normally do Olympics, it's men and women. But I don't think this particular one for men. I never see anything about men in there. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Canada and talk to Brandon. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Nice. I also had the same thought about the Olympics when I saw it on YouTube there, but I do think it's just because they're pushing the women's stuff more, because I saw a bunch of men competing and stuff.
Oh, they do have men in it?
Yeah, it's just that the women's stuff is being pushed more to the forefront.
Oh, they're trying to make you accept the women's stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I've not seen any men's stuff at all. Every time they show, even on conservative media, whenever they show whatever's going on in that thing, it's always women.
Well, I saw two guys, like, shooting rifles, and they looked like one was like a Japanese man and one was like a British or like a Swedish man, and they looked nothing like women. So if it was women, that would be really wild, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen any man. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I've been thinking about calling the past few days. Many months ago, I spoke to you about, like, pursuing music. And then months after that, I spoke to you about, like, how life can become like a mess. You told me basically that, you know, you don't create the mess. It's the not you, those type of things. Just as quick as I can, I moved out from being with my parents because I had moved back there when I was in, like, a really rough spot. I took, like, your advice from a lot of the sermons and stuff, went and forgave them, and then I left. But when I went to a different place, like a different province, I started moving into my own place, and I don't know what exactly happened at the time. I was still kind of addicted to things, and I got, like, afraid, so I ended up going to, like, a friend's house and staying there. But what happened was, me and that friend, we started to, like, do business things together, and over time, I started to see, like, red flags of, like, anger, and, like, I know that you said, like, angry people are desperate and vicious, and at the time, I brushed it under the rug and just said, okay.
You saw the anger in you or in your friend?
Well, I saw it in my friend.
Oh, okay.
I saw it in me because it started to, like, react stuff in me. And so I was like, okay, this is not good. But anyhow, it happened a couple more times. And basically last month, there was, like, a kind of blow-up. And I just sat by myself for a while. I realized, like, okay, something's wrong here. So I sat by myself for a while, and I realized, like, I'm not seeing things clearly. Maybe I'm making excuses for myself, for my friend, for other things. And so I said, okay, I'll just exit, right? I'll exit the business dealings and everything, and I'll just, you know, work on myself and, like, learn to stand. And when I told the person that, they lost it. It was like they just lost it. And just started talking about crazy stuff, like taking everything I own and suing it, like just crazy stuff. And I realized that the statement that, you know, friends are not really friends, like, rang truer than ever before. And I realized that it wasn't them, too. I realized it was the spirits behind them. But just quickly, I got sober because of that. I just forced myself. I was like, this is crazy. From cannabis, I just said, like, I got to get off this. So I got off it, and I started to see more clearly. I've had a couple conversations with them since, like, that have gone better, and I've been really calm and just kind of kept my distance. But I'm trying to get out of here right now and, like, out of that place because I still live there. I still, like, live with their they live with their family, and so I moved in with their family. I know it's a mess. But I have an opportunity to potentially go to, like, a retreat center for, like, a couple weeks to just think and maybe work on some stuff online or whatever. And my parents, I know this is sad, Jesse, but... Well, you're not sad, but I know. my dad told me I could come and stay in their basement for like 2 or 3 months as long as I stay sober and I get a job, and then I can move out on my own. I don't know. I'm a little bit confused because I don't want to be a beta and like run back to my parents, but I can't seem to get a job in this city where I am, and it's very expensive. I can't seem to stay anymore at this place because it's becoming hostile. And now I'm sober, I can see things more clearly. So I'm like between a rock and a hard place, and I don't fully know what to do. I forgive my friend and everything. I know it's not them. I know they're in a rough spot. And I can drop the business stuff. But I don't know if I'm making the right decision. And I don't know if that's something you can even answer, but I just thought I'd maybe ask for some wisdom.
And your question for me is what?
Maybe more specifically, is it a bad idea to go back and live with my dad and mom for a short time just to get on my feet? I've already forgiven them everything. They know I've forgiven them. They've told me that they know that they're not to, like, I don't blame them for my life anymore and things like that. They've experienced freedom from that. And I'm free around them too. But I'm just struggling because I know it's like super beta and I'm not at the age where I should be doing anything but being independent. But I've been an addict for a while and stuff like that, even though I don't identify with it now. So do you think, like, that's a bad decision to go back with my parents for a short time?
How old are you?
Jesse, you're not going to like this one. I'm 30.
What the?
Yeah, I know.
And you want to move back home to mama?
Yeah, it's because I'm in somebody else's mama's place kind of thing, and it's become, like, really hostile. Plus, I was, like, addicted for a long time. I don't know why this situation kind of should be in my boots, but I became sober so quick. And I've been sober. I've stayed sober. I threw everything I own that had to do with weed and stuff.
And so you're going to let the business go that you have with this friend?
Yeah. It was like we were trying to start a business. And we were trying to do stuff. And we were making music together and stuff. And when things went south, they basically said, you know, everything you've worked on here, because they were the one that registered the business. They basically said, everything you've worked on here, every idea, everything, it's all under this.
Let me tell you this, because of time. I would never recommend people start businesses with friends and family members.
I know. Yeah. I've heard you say it before, and I was like, I'm so stupid for starting this.
But then don't judge yourself. Just realize it. And don't call it good or bad. Just realize you shouldn't have done that. That way you don't have to, you won't do it again. And it's up to you. If you need to go back home for a minute, then do it. Don't call it good or bad.
Okay.
And just do it, and then as soon as you can move out, move out.
Okay.
Don't look at it in a positive or negative way. And like you said, you're overcoming the situation. So as long as you don't go back and start relying on them, and you know, but go back and get yourself a job, and with time you move out and you start to, you know, keep it going.
Okay. So you don't think it's so bad? Because it's very practical, and things just seem to be happening. Like an opportunity came up to move out, an opportunity came up to get a job. So it's like things are just happening, and I feel, and I've been doing the silent prayer. I've started to do like the half an hour in the morning and half an hour at night.
Yeah.
It takes me about 20 minutes for my face to stop like contorting to like thoughts and stuff and reactions. But eventually I kind of calm down and come to the present. But I've realized in this time, there's been like a ton of fear like come up in me. Do you have any advice for dealing with fear?
Yes. When fear comes up, do nothing about it. Just watch it.
Okay, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, don't call it you. Don't run away from it. Just watch it, and you still go on with your life, and you live with it, but don't call it you, and it'll be taken away from you. Don't identify with it.
Okay, don't identify with it at all. Just watch it.
Right, it's just evil spirits in the mind and the body, but it's not in you. So don't identify
with
it.
Not that I need to know when, but do these things go away ever?
Don't even worry about, think about that, but it will be taken away from you. If you watch it and do nothing about it, all those spirits will be taken out of your mind and emotions.
Okay. Cool. God will do that, I guess?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way it can be done. Because they're evil spirit, and only good can deal with evil.
Right. Only good can deal with evil. I thought I knew God, man. I really, really thought I did, but how foolish.
Everyone who think they know God do not know him. A thought about knowing God is just a thought. It doesn't mean at all that you know God, period. And most Christians think they know God, and they read the Bible, they quote the scripture, they went down to the front of the church, and they accepted Jesus. So they think they know God. And all they have is a thought about it, but they don't know God at all.
When you get like, and this will be my final question, I know you have other callers, is there, if somebody comes at you in a very vicious manner, or like very like, you know what I mean, how do you deal with that as best as you can? Or if somebody attacks you like physically, you know what I mean?
Well, if they attack you physically, then you have to defend yourself physically, right, in the right way. Mm-hmm. But if they attack you psychologically, emotionally, there's nothing you need to do. Do nothing. Don't argue with them about it. Don't try to prove that they're right or wrong about it. You just let them say and do what they want. But laws, and just don't argue about it, because it's just the devil. It's hell in them wanting to argue with the hell in you so they can feel like they have life.
Okay.
But psychologically, do nothing. If you're feeling the same about it, watch the feelings. You don't even have to let them know, but watch the feelings, and you'll be fine. It's just hell. It's just evil. The evil in them want to hurt the evil in you. They want to fight, but don't lay your weapon down and stop fighting with evil inside of you and inside of others. Human beings are evil. All human beings are evil to the core. All races, men and women, rich and poor, government and non-government, all human beings are evil, and only a few is working to overcome the evil.
Okay.
So do nothing about it when they attack you psychologically.
Yeah, I've been saying, like, that when somebody insults me, like, they'll throw, like, insult. I just say, like, okay.
That's right.
Like that. But it, in a weird way, like, my ego or whatever feels like I'm accepting it, but then I realize, I'm like, that's just a feeling. This is not truth, and I'm not like it. Just because they say it in the wind doesn't mean it's gonna like actually happen.
Right.
It just doesn't mean anything.
And don't let the ego deceive you. You are not accepting it. You're just not.
Right.
You're just letting it be, because it's not who you are anyway. And so you're just watching it. And if you feel something, watch the feeling. Don't call them you. and the light, the spirit of the truth will destroy the darkness.
Okay, the spirit of the truth will destroy the darkness.
Yes. Okay. Amazing. Let me know how it goes, Brenda. I wish you well.
All right. I really appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Stay with it. 888-777-CHESS. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. I'll be back in a quick moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, 888-7-3-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-JESSE. So, quick announcement, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after Joel Friday TV, 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right? And don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. Go and subscribe. Ring the bell. And all that stuff. Y'all know what to do on social media, right? Do it. We are on JLP Talk on X. And hi, X. How y'all doing over there? I hear from some of you now. And also, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. We now have our own thing. Punchin' TV. Punchin.TV. So check us out on punching.tv, and where you see the experts and I, we're all hosting our thing right there on punching.tv. Catch a new episode every Sunday at 2 p.m. I mean Monday. Every Monday at 2 p.m. on YouTube and punchy.tv. Amazing. All right. And Happy Men's History Month, all type of merch for men's history, shirts and everything. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right? Amazing. Let me go back to the busy phones here. 888-77-JESSE. AJ is out of St. Louis. AJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So my question is basically, what do you think about parents who homeschool their kids? Or what do you think about kids who are homeschooled?
If the parents can do a good job, it's an amazing thing. I would highly recommend it, especially over the public school. Parents who send their children to public schools do not love their children. They hate their children. And they just want to get rid of them. And so the mama can pretend to be a man by going to work or but they hate their children. I highly recommend homeschooling.
Okay, I got you. The reason I asked is because I've gotten so I'm doing it this year. My son's in the first grade.
Yes.
And I work overnights, but I'm going to be homeschooling him in the morning. His mom works. So I've gotten so many negative opinions about it, so much negative feedback about it from just about everybody. That's why I asked. They're telling me he's not going to be as smart. He's not going to be socialized.
They're telling you that's what's going to happen if you send him to public school, because that's what's going to happen to him in the public school.
So he's been in public school, but what they're saying is that's going to happen if he's homeschooled. He's not going to be socialized. Something's going to be wrong with him, blah, blah, blah.
Those parents who are telling you that don't love their children. They're trying to get you to send your kids to hell every day the way that they're doing it.
Got you.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's mostly family who's telling me that, like my mom is telling me that.
If you listen to your mother, you will suffer. Every time the man listens to the woman, whether it is his mother or his wife, he will suffer. Right. Why don't you make your wife stay home at homeschool?
She needs a job just like I need a job to survive, man. We need both incomes.
Oh, you can't make sacrifices?
What do you mean by sacrifices?
Like get a smaller house, one car instead of two, eat chicken wing and hot links for dinner and breakfast.
I mean, we're not necessarily overspending. Like I live in a two-bedroom apartment and we, only have one car payment.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that, it's everything is so expensive. Taxes are out of control. Some people need both things, right? But are you able to get a second job?
And that's what I'm looking into right now. I have a couple of interviews lined up, so I'm hoping those go well. So maybe it's possible.
If you can get a second job to meet those needs and keep everything at a basis, don't overspend and all that, and then make your wife stay home and raise homeschool and raise your son for you, you won't regret it.
Right. I believe that. Yep. I do believe that.
And then when your mama try to get in your business about homeschooling your kid, tell your mama straight up to stay out of your business. It ain't her business, and you don't want to hear it.
I kind of already have done that, which is why we don't really talk now.
Nice.
So it's pretty crazy.
But you just stay with the silent prayer, stay present, and the Father got you. He'll take care of you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your advice, man.
All right. I wish you well, AJ.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Anybody, any parent that send their children to public school, don't like their children. That's why they're doing it. They hate their children. And they're about themselves and not about the children. Even the teachers don't send their children to public schools. They'll teach their kids all that crap. They'll destroy your children or child, but they're not going to send their kids to the public school. Is you crazy? What the? Let me go to Lizzie out of Michigan. Lizzie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Cutting out a little bit today, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
I said the phone is cutting out just a little bit.
Oh, hold on.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you well, but you're saying your phone cut out a little bit?
Yeah.
Right now, you're clear.
Okay, well, I talked to you before.
Okay.
And I mentioned that I was one of three generations of broken families. And I talked to you about my grandson. Do you recall that?
I don't. Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Well, my grandson is here today, and I had him listen to your silent prayer. He has awful trouble not acting on those bad thoughts, and I thought you might be able to talk to him for a minute.
How old is he?
He is getting ready to turn 9.
But how old is he now?
He's 8. He'll be 9 at the end of the next month.
And then how old is he today?
He's 8.
And so does his parents having a problem with him talking to me about these things?
I don't think so. He goes to church with them once a week, and I'm just trying to help him deal with the thoughts in his head, you know. And
oh, okay.
I think a lot of what you say makes good sense.
And so I have your permission to talk to him?
You do.
All right. Yep. Let me talk. Okay. What's his first name?
Yeah. His name is Matt.
Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's 8 years old. All right.
Okay. Here he is. Hi.
Hey, Matt.
How
you doing, Matt?
Good.
This is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Matt. You have anger?
Yes, sometimes.
And what gets you angry sometimes?
Mainly people making jokes about me.
They, like what, for an example?
Like saying smart is a dumb thing or something.
Are you smart?
Yes.
And they say you should not be smart?
No, it's basically like they say that like smart is a nerd or something.
Oh, I see. No, whenever they say that, what they're saying is that they're jealous of you and they want to be smart. So they're jealous of you, and rather than learn how to be smart, they try to tell you not to be smart. So don't be mad about that. That's a compliment.
Okay.
That makes sense? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so when they tell you, when they call you a nerd or smart, they're saying that they're jealous of you. So you just say, oh, okay, no problem. Appreciate it. Don't get mad back at them. They can't help it, all right?
Okay.
And what else makes you mad? What else makes you mad sometimes?
I don't know. A lot of things make me mad.
Does your parents make you mad?
Sometimes when they yell at me when I did absolutely nothing.
Oh, and what do you do? So when they yell at you, you get mad. And what do you do when you get mad?
Just go to my room and read a book.
So does your father and mother yell at you or just your mother?
Just internet. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
They both yell at me, like, when it's necessary. Or when they think I did something.
Right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to give this a try and let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
So the next time your father and mother or anyone yell at you, don't get mad. Just say, okay. Oh, okay. Let's say your mother say, hey, get up and go and wash the dishes. Oh, and if you don't do it right away and she get mad, don't get mad back. You just go and wash the dishes. Stop getting mad back at them. Don't get mad at anyone, all right?
Okay.
And the reason for that, because anytime a man get mad, anytime a guy get mad, anytime a young boy get mad, he's becoming a girl. Any boy that has anger, any man that has anger is a female. And you don't want to be a female, right?
No.
Well, then stop being mad. I want you to learn to speak up, but don't get angry. That way you don't become like your mother and you won't become like a woman.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
So I want you to learn to speak up.
My grandma wanted me to talk to you about, like, I have trouble listening to the bad thoughts in my head, and my aunt wanted me to talk to you about that.
Oh, so you listen to the bad thoughts in your head?
Yeah, sometimes.
What's a bad thought? Can you think of a bad thought right now?
No, not really, since I just went through your silent prayer thing.
Oh. So next time you have a bad thought, here's what I want you to do. Just let it pass. You know how when you're watching a movie, it goes from one scene to another one, it goes to the commercials, and come back to the movie, and you're just watching it.
Kind of like a book. Like scene one, and then it takes you to a whole different scene and a whole different place.
Absolutely. So that's what I want you to do. When bad thoughts come or good thoughts come, I want you to just look at them and let them pass. Don't say that, I'm mad, or I feel good, or I'm mad. Don't call it you. Just let them pass, and then God will take them away from you, and you will stop having them, all right?
Okay.
So you got to drop the anger, because anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil. So you need to drop the anger so the bad thoughts can disappear. They'll be taken away from you. Don't be mad at them. You just watch them.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And so will you let me know how it goes?
Yep.
So I want you to speak up, but just don't be angry. Don't let anyone make you angry. Anger is evil. Let it pass.
Okay.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
And then continue to do the silent prayer, all right?
Okay.
Any question?
Like, is there any way to, like, kind of replace bad thoughts with good thoughts?
No, when you stop, you let the good thought pass and you let the bad thoughts pass. And then once you let them pass, you will only have clear thoughts. You have a clear mind. You have a free mind. Because there's no such thing as good thoughts. You have a good thought, and next thing you know, you have a bad thought. You have a bad thought, and then you have a good thought. But if you don't have either one, you have a free mind. You have a clear mind.
What about, like, in your silent prayer, I think you said something about, like letting God take your spirit away?
Yeah, God would take all those thoughts away from you, the good ones and the bad ones, and he would give you his thoughts, his mind. And his mind is clear. It's a free mind.
Okay.
So that's why I told you to watch those thoughts and don't call them you. They are not your thoughts. You just watch them like you're watching a movie or a good book story, and God will give you a clear mind because, oh, those thoughts are not good, all right?
Okay.
So just watch them and just live your life and enjoy being smart. And the other kids are just jealous of you being smart, but don't be mad at them. They can't help it.
What if, like, your mind thinks of a bad thought and you can't, like, let it pass?
Well, you just watch it, but don't call it you. Don't call it your thought. You just watch that there's a bad thought, but don't react to it. You just notice it, and God will take it away from you.
Okay.
You just notice, right now I'm having a bad thought. I'm angry. I'm having an angry thought or whatever, right? But just watch it, and God will take it away from you. Don't react to it. Don't give in to it.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Matt.
Well, yeah?
What are you about to say?
Thank you for helping me, and we'll report in the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, call me. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
All right, I wish you well, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
And you stay smart.
Okay.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
C-on-C bought a coffee. I'm afraid. What if I wake up and he getting on my nerves and I'm barefoot and pregnant, nowhere to run to? Besides, he's making fast moves already. It's too early, I think. He's trying to get the cookie.
Who?
She already married? Her boyfriend who wants to marry her.
Oh. And what?
She's explaining why she's afraid to marry.
And why is she afraid?
Because what if she wakes up and he's getting on her nerves and she's barefoot and pregnant with nowhere to run? Besides, he's making fast moves already. It's too early. She thinks he's just trying to get the cookie. I don't know what the cookie is. And I'm not going to speculate.
If you get over your anger and all that, you wouldn't get mad. You wouldn't be afraid. You only can be afraid if you have anger. And anger is the child, one of the children of, afraid is one of the children of anger. Get over the anger, you get over all your bad nerves and everything. I wish you well. What the? Let the anger go, Sion. You know that. Take care.
Mary bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse and the crew. Thanks for all you do. My question is, do you think diet has a lot to do with our mental state right now? All the ultra-processed foods may be causing all these thoughts that are not clear and making us do things we don't want to do. Sugar, carbs, lack of nutrients in food. That's causing our young children to have illnesses like diabetes, cancer, etc., which may lead to suicidal thoughts and even murder. I think carnivore diet may cure mental illnesses and keep our minds sharp. There are some studies and doctors proven carnivore diet will cure most all chronic illnesses, she's claiming. I'm disavowing it just because I don't know. Instead of pushing pills, which is worse for some. And she mentions all that and she says, smoke on that. LOL. Sorry, it's not pithy.
A diet cannot solve spiritual issues. What the? That is a reality. A diet can only help the physical body. It cannot help the spirit. I wish you well, though. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah, thanks, Mary.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Be spotless, be blameless, and at peace with him. Bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I've had a conversation a week or so ago about to wrestle with God. This I didn't understand, but reflected on it and let it go. Yesterday I was answered, God don't want you to forget him, and a realization, God is my Father. I truly know for myself. The silent prayer I've done for 4 years now, morning and night, Jesse. I clearly see that I now will spend the rest of my life doing. Thank you, Jesse. Love, Kelly.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I wish you well. Thank you.
Someone, three coffees. Hello, Jesse and crew. Thank you for all you do. Wishing you well from across the pond, Sheffield, UK.
Amazing. Hello, all the way across the pond.
Indeed.
Right into the UK. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Harry bought a coffee. Jesse, I work with the government, and I'm not evil. What the?
Be careful. I wish you well. Thank you.
Jaime from Minnesota bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Nice to see your little show is doing well. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month to you as well, Jaime. Thank you very much. The little show is doing fine. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Evgeny Crosby, Games for Rec, Taking Care of Business, Misty, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Kid Combo 1, GG Cash 22, and Kilo Alpha Tango. Thank you guys for the lemons, ice cream, and diamonds. Appreciate that, guys.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I feel like...
Amazing.
And I don't know how he gave three diamonds. I have 300. Evgeny, I might have missed a diamond of yours, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Let me go quickly to Emilio. Emilio, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Bond? I have a question for you. How is it a proper way to explain to family the right orders of Jesus Christ and Christianity when there's so much debates and, you know, a lot of that has to do with, you know, with politics that interferes with the order of, you know, family, with, you know, God and God through Christ, Christ through Father.
Right.
Father through mother through kids.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, the best way to explain it to them is not to. You cannot help anyone. A human being cannot help another human being, period. You can't even help yourself. So you just want to live it. And then if they ask, then you point them back to the Father. But you cannot help your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your cousin, your auntie, your nieces, your nephew. You can't help anyone. You have to let people suffer in their hell and wish them well.
Yeah, but doesn't the Bible also talk about, you know, judge righteously?
Yeah, it just means don't hate them. Don't be angry.
Okay, I don't have no hate towards the first interest. I have no hate towards my family or my father or anybody. Like, I love them a lot. It just really, like, it really upsets me so much sometimes when they have a misunderstanding.
But you just said you didn't have anger. Being upset is anger. If you had no anger, you cannot have upset. Can you call me tomorrow and I'll take your call right away?
Yeah. No, that's fine, Bob.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay, call me tomorrow. I'm out of time right now.
Oh, no, you good, man. You take care.
All right, buddy. I am out of time. To the rest of the callers, call me tomorrow. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday if you can, or whenever you can again. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. And then enjoy our Friday TV. Be black at 11. And then at 4, the American Anchor, baby. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. And remember, you can't help nobody. There's a caller want to know how can they help his friend. You can't help nobody. Stop playing God. Leave people in the hell until they want to come out. The Father will help them. You can't do anything about it. Just wish them well. Don't be angry at them. But you cannot help anyone. You're not God. You can't even help yourself. All right? I am out of time. Thank you for your super chats and D-Lives and diamonds and silks and needles and pins and blah, blah, blah. All right? Follow me on social media. Ring the bell. Check out JLP Talk on X. Do what you're supposed to be doing on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell. Subscribe. JLP Talk on X. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram and Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. Bye, y'all. Thank you all so much. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.